We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:36. Total Information AM expands. Thanks for joining us this morning, Carol Daniel and Tom Ackerman with you. Well, we've heard about it in other industries, worker shortages among nurses, educators, and law enforcement. Now we're learning that the Children's Division of the Missouri Department of Social Services is facing high turnover and low morale.
Clara Bates is a reporter with the Missouri Independent. She's been following the story for some time. Her latest article notes that more than half of the frontline staff working in the Children's Division at the start of the last fiscal year left by the end of the year. Clara, welcome to KMOX. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, these are employees that handle the crisis calls for child abuse and neglect, correct?
Correct, as well as those who oversee foster care cases.
How hard is it now? How rough is this caseload right now?
The workers I've heard from are carrying at least double the nationally recommended limit, which is 18 children per worker. It's common to hear of workers dealing with 30 or 40 cases, which is difficult on the investigation side as well as the foster care management side.
In your coverage of this story, you talked to current and former employees. I read about one man you talked to, Matt Cordova, who quit after just 2 years. How did he describe how the work is, and was his experience common?
It was common. Cordova described feeling beleaguered and overburdened. He only got paid around $35,000 a year, but was expected to be on call for a week at a time because he lived in a circuit that covered four rural counties. So it is common to hear of people dealing with being so overwhelmed. It's about the pay, I think, but also about the time. So many of them are on call frequently, and there's just not a very clear division between work and life. So creates a kind of vicious cycle, right? Because the state needs more workers to lower these caseloads, but the high caseloads make it harder for them to retain workers.
How low is the pay, Clara?
The latest average I saw was $35,800 for the starting salary for a frontline Children's Division worker.
Is there any talk of increasing that?
Yes. So the current director of Children's Division, Daryl Missy, has been pretty candid about what he calls the crisis that they're experiencing right now at Children's Division. He said that Missouri is at roughly $10,000 lower than the neighboring states in terms of starting salary, the states that also require a college degree. So he, as well as the director of the department, Robert Nodell, have discussed trying to make the pay more competitive, but we'll kind of have to wait and see what happens in the legislative session with that.
Clara, it is a fascinating story, the last one that you have written. And I thought that I read that one family might see, who's involved in the system, saw like 11 or 12, and maybe that number is a little bit overblown, different staffers for their case. So without proper staffing, the danger is pretty clear to families who need this service from the state.
Exactly. It's really high stakes. For the foster care side of things, I've heard that foster children are missing visits with their parents and staying in state care for longer than perhaps they should because, you know, they might outlast their caseworkers' tenure at Children's Division. And so every time they get a new worker, they have to start from scratch. And it can be harder for the caseworker to facilitate their parents eventually reuniting with their own children.
So what is leadership saying about this? The Children's Division Director, what do they say about these issues?
They've said that they need to stabilize the workforce, so they've been focusing a lot on trying to hire. But like I mentioned, it's hard to hire when people are leaving at the same time. So they've mentioned that they're hopefully going to try to increase the pay, but right now they're trying to host these big hiring festivals and things like that to just get more workers and to stabilize the workforce. But longer-term, Director Gerald Missy has spoken about trying to reshift priorities into prevention, because one of the problems is that Missouri actually has a very high rate of children in foster care nationally. So that makes it so we need more workers to deal with them. But Missy has said that if we could reprioritize eventually to funding more preventative measures and avoid having so many children in the system, that he wants to work toward that.
Is there anything coming from the governor's office, any comment, any recognition that the issue is at a crisis point?
Not that I know of. As you mentioned, staffing has been a big issue nationwide as well as in Missouri. My colleague Tessa Weinberg wrote about the Department of Mental Health staffing issues as well. So we do know that the Department of Social Services and Department of Mental Health had the highest turnover rates among departments of its size last year. So I'm not quite sure yet what the governor will say about it, if anything, but it has reached a kind of crisis point, according to those I spoke with.
Clara Bates, the Missouri Independent, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.